On Tuesday's front page, will the voters answer the bigger questions about the election of 2010? The debate over how to improve air cargo security in the wake of last week's terror plot. And secrecy, crime data, and the NYPD. Some crime watchers wonder why the police are not releasing statistics on less serious crimes. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This episode of the New York Times Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford, makers of the new Ford Fiesta. With an EPA estimated 40 miles per gallon highway, no other car in its class is more fuel efficient. The 2011 Ford Fiesta. Ford invites you to drive one at a dealer near you.
On the front page, a primer for Election Day. There'll be a lot to take in. More than 500 races will be decided, if not by the end of the night, then in the days that follow. The results may begin to answer the bigger questions. Was this election about President Obama? How powerful is the Tea Party movement? How will the new Congress address the economy? And did anonymous campaign money sway the outcome? The candidates have finished making last-minute appeals. First Lady Michelle Obama went to Las Vegas and Philadelphia, and Vice President Joseph Biden traveled to Vermont. Congressman John Boehner, who stands to become Speaker of the House if the Republicans win, rallied Republicans in Cincinnati. The first polls will close in Kentucky, so the Senate race there will provide an early clue. Republican Rand Paul is a Tea Party favorite. He's been pulling ahead of Democrat Jack Conway. But Democrats see an opening in the Alaska Senate race. Times reporter Michael Shear says Lisa Murkowski's write-in candidacy is complicating things.
So you have a really interesting three-way race there between Joe Miller, the Republican, Lisa Murkowski, who he defeated for the Republican nomination. She's the incumbent senator. She's running a write-in campaign, and the Democrat, Scott McAdams. What's really interesting here, because of a bunch of gaffes, Joe Miller has fallen in the polls. Lisa Murkowski has risen, and that has given Democrats a bit of hope that maybe Scott McAdams can kind of go up through the middle and win in a state that, you know, is a libertarian state in a very conservative year. Nobody really gave the Democrats much hope for picking that up. It would be quite a surprise.
Times reporter Michael Shear. In the wake of last week's terror plot, the Obama administration is expected to announce new measures soon to tighten air cargo screening. Experts have long considered air freight a weak link in post-9/11 security, but screening every package could make air deliveries grind to a halt. Experts say most air shipments come from frequent customers. The greatest security risks involve customers who ship packages only occasionally. French filmmaker Jean-Luc Godard has inspired directors as different as Martin Scorsese, Woody Allen, and Quentin Tarantino. Now he's being honored with an Oscar for Lifetime Achievement. That's raised a touchy question for the awards committee. Has he long harbored anti-Jewish views that threaten to distance him even farther from Hollywood? For 8 years, the NYPD has refused to make public statistics on lower-level crimes, complaints about things like misdemeanor thefts and assaults, and also identity theft. The NYPD is now one of only two police agencies in New York State that doesn't release that kind of data. The police say the reason is a computer glitch that has sent IBM back to the drawing board. But some crime watchers wonder if serious crimes are being downgraded to the categories that are now kept secret. We'll go inside Tuesday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford, makers of the new 2011 Ford Fiesta. With an EPA estimated 40 miles per gallon highway, no other car in its class is more fuel efficient. Besides fuel efficiency, the new Fiesta delivers a ride that's responsive and energized, and it offers special features like push-button start and leather-trimmed seats. Fuel efficiency, performance, new aesthetics, and special features are some of the reasons you'll want to consider the new 2011 Ford Fiesta. Ford invites you to drive one at a dealer near you.
Inside Tuesday's Times, the death toll from the standoff in a Baghdad church rose to at least 58. It was the worst massacre of Iraqi Christians since the war began in 2003. Some Iraqis said it was the unraveling of another thread in the nation's fabric. As a 16-year-old Christian who lived across the street from the church put it, "Now we've lost part of our soul." When China's prime minister visited Athens last month, he brought billions of dollars worth of business deals. But Tuesday's Business Day section says Greece is just one foothold for China's push into Europe. China's snapping up assets depressed by the global financial crisis. That's making China a partner of other hard-hit European nations. Analysts say Beijing's ultimate goal is not just more business for its own companies. It also wants greater influence over economic policies determined in European power centers like Belgium and Germany. In China itself, the census takers are out. China's doing a national headcount for the first time since 2000. It's going to be trickier this time because they have to count millions of migrant workers who flock to big cities. Until now, migrants had been listed as living where their homes were registered instead of where they actually were when the census was taken. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.